A few seconds of panic. A 5'8", 170-pound, 43-year-old sports writer plays in the NFL. By Stefan Fatsis. Narrated by Stefan Fatsis. Copyright 2008 by Stefan Fatsis. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with the Penguin Press, a member of Penguin Group USA, Inc., and was produced in the year 2008 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Prologue. Martine Grammatica's Dad. I push through a set of orange double doors. Sunlight pours onto my face. My pupils dilate. The Kentucky bluegrass is gorgeous, not a blade out of place. The yard lines and hash marks are whiter than a sheet of copy paper. Glimmering navy blue helmets dangle from the players' arms like purses. The goalposts stand like fluorescent yellow glow sticks held aloft on a pitch-black night. I've seen perfectly manicured grass and new uniforms and towering uprights before, millions upon millions of frames plastered to my brain during a lifetime of sports watching. But these images are technicolor, high-def, hyper-real. I'm playing in the NFL. It's the last day of May in 2006, and the first day of a three-day team camp at the Paul D. Bolin Memorial Broncos Center, the suburban compound where the Denver Broncos train. Take away the blue and orange border on the roofline, and the place could be mistaken for the headquarters of a biotech company, or an aviation parts supplier, or any of the other businesses in a bland stretch of office parks not far from where gold was first discovered in Colorado in 1858. I've been invited by team owner Pat Bolin, son of the building's namesake, to join the Broncos as a kicker. Spotting me in the locker room earlier, one player had asked another...